Good afternoon and welcome to From Where We Are, stories of news and culture through the lens of USC, Southern California, and beyond. From Los Angeles, I'm Mimi Geller. On today's show, a 101 class on voter registration, a tribute to the notorious RBG, and an update on the devastating Bobcat wildfire. All that and more from where we are. But first, these news headlines.
Today, the COVID-19 death toll has passed 200,000 in the United States. With over 6.8 million cases, the U.S. now leads the world in COVID deaths, followed by Brazil and India. A state audit finds that the University of California allowed inappropriate factors to influence admission decisions. According to the report, the campuses assigned 22 applicants as student-athletes due to their family connections, and did not confirm if they were actually talented in the sports they played. Orange County schools can resume in-person classes starting today. However, not all schools are reopening. Individual school districts will make the call on whether it is safe for them to reopen. That's today's headlines. For Annenberg Media, I'm Jeha Joshua Chang.
The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg inspired multiple generations of female lawyers, judges, and other legal professionals to pursue the field of law. Samantha Moskow talked to USC Gould professor Susan Estrich about how the late justice's legacy and life has impacted her own.
Ruth Ginsburg was an inspiration for her courage, her determination, her standing up to the boys time and time and time again, and for her willingness at a time when lots of people didn't want to be identified as feminists. She stood up as a proud feminist and has since the 1970s, since I was in law school. I saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg argue in the Supreme Court when I was a law clerk to Justice Stevens, and she argued on the same day as another woman, Irma Hill Kay, who had been the dean of Berkeley. And I had never seen a woman argue before. And it was the first time I saw a woman stand up to them. And here was this tiny woman. I had obviously heard of her and knew of her. But this tiny woman walks into the court. There are 9 justices, all men, 8 white, 1 black. And she stood up there and she won her case.
Given that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death has opened a judicial seat on the Supreme Court, is there any way to have the appointment happen after the election?
He's going to nominate somebody on Saturday. And what happened today, which is newsworthy, is that Mitt Romney announced that he would go along with approving a nomination prior to a new president taking office. So it's clear Mitch McConnell has the votes he needs, both to conduct the hearings in the middle of the presidential campaign, if he so chooses, and to confirm a nominee while Trump is still in office. So that even if he loses, even if Trump loses, we are looking at a Supreme Court majority that will be unshakable. And that means for a new for your generation that the Supreme Court will not be an answer to anything. It will be a problem.
That interview was conducted by Samantha Moskow. The Bobcat fire has been burning for several weeks in northern LA County. And as of now, it is still only 17% contained. Johnny Dorsell has more.
Since September 6th, the Bobcat wildfire has caused massive damage to the Angeles National Forest and surrounding areas. Andrew Mitchell, a representative of the Angeles National Forest, says the impact of the fire has been substantial.
Roughly over 100 square miles that have been burned. So, I mean, that's a large area.
Mitchell warns the Antelope Valley and the city of Wrightwood are being threatened as the flames approach. Another vulnerable area includes Mount Wilson, home to many television and radio towers in L.A. It's also home to the historic Mount Wilson Observatory, and Mitchell says the National Angeles Forests are taking the necessary precautions.
We have, you know, billions of dollars of infrastructure up there, telecommunication products, and then the observatory itself. So that is something that's a major focus of us to really, you know, put some effort into. And so for the next day or two, we're going to do what's called a strategic defensive burn, where we actually burn out the fuels ahead of time. So when the fire makes it to it, There's nothing left to burn.
Mitchell says you can expect the fire to continue to burn for at least another week.
We're estimating the full containment of this fire right now to be September 30th. But that is just a kind of a guide point for us, and it could be later on, depending on the effects of the fire as it grows.
For more information on the fires, visit fire.lacounty.gov. For Annenberg Media, I'm Johnny Dorsal.
Welcome back, Trojans. Thank you for listening to From Where We Are. I'm Mimi Geller. Today is National Voter Registration Day. Election Day is now 42 days off. How people vote has been a source of ongoing controversy this election season. In California, all registered voters are getting a ballot in the mail. In LA County, anyone can cast their ballot in person at any voting center. USC announced today the Galen Center will be one of those voting places. Mike Sanchez is a public information officer with the LA County Register Recorder's Office. That's the agency that coordinates voting across the county. He spoke with Annenberg Media's Sydney Fiorentino about what's new this election and what to expect.
Registering to vote is quick and it's extremely easy and can be done completely online. The only thing voters or eligible voters need are their California driver's license or their California identification card, the last four digits of their social security number, and their date of birth. With those three elements, they can go to lavote.net or they can go to registertovote.ca.gov, which is the Secretary of State's direct website, and they could complete their voter registration there. That would be the easiest thing and more than likely the preferred method, given in-person application forms now are not as easily available, given that a lot of public agencies and offices are closed due to COVID. So the recommendation for any eligible voter is to complete their registration online.
Mm-hmm. So there is also the option of polling centers. Can you talk more about polling centers, how they're determined, and why these places are ideal as a polling center?
Sure. So in Los Angeles County, there will be in-person voting through vote centers, and they will be available to voters as early as 10 days before Election Day. And it is extremely important for voters to know that they can go early. They don't need to wait until November 3rd, Election Day, to vote in person. They can go as early as October 24th. And all vote centers within the county will strictly follow all public health and safety guidelines related to COVID-19. So there'll be social distancing. Our workers will be wearing masks. They will be wearing gloves. They will be sanitizing and wiping down the surfaces. And it's important for voters to know as well that we will ask that they do wear a facial covering or face mask while inside the vote center.
And how does this year differ from previous voting years or voting processes since COVID is happening this year? How is it different?
Yeah, there's a few things that are now different in comparison to previous years. So LA County will be mailing all registered voters a vote by mail ballot. And that will be the preferred method for voters to participate safely in this pandemic environment through of COVID-19. Mailing of those vote by mail ballots begins October 5th, and we highly encourage eligible voters to register as soon as they can so that they can be mailed their vote by mail ballot as soon as possible. And some resources that are available to all voters today are tools like Where's My Ballot, which is a tracking tool that will literally give you automatic updates on when your ballot is mailed and give you estimates of delivery dates as well. So again, it's important for voters to know that they have resources available to them that allows them to track that mail-in ballot. And what we will encourage voters to do is to vote early.
Once again, that is Mike Sanchez of the LA County Register Recorder's Office speaking with Sydney Fiorentino. You may have heard about some of the big winners of the Emmys this year. We've put together this montage featuring some winners you may not have heard about. The winners in the sound editing category. They include Apollo 11, Watchmen, Stranger Things, and more.
Apollo 11 has very simply been given the mission of carrying men to the moon, landing them there, and bringing them safely back.
You don't know what's really happening here.
He can't hear you.
Today is a beginning.
Took two baby tigers to California. There was $5,000 exchanged in Branson, Missouri.
And as long as my husband doesn't stand me up at the altar, I don't care where we get married.
Wow. That massage really did a number, huh? Don't you wish you could be that
rich, but you need that bitch. I am not a prostitute. I'm a comic.
Is there a difference?
Yes. Prostitutes get paid more.
Hilarious. You should go into comedy.
I feel what you feel when you're far away. When you're far away.
That's a montage of sound editing winners from the 2020 Emmys, created by myself and Catherine Landis. That's all for From Where We Are. Today's show was produced by Celine Mendiola. Joshua Chang is the executive producer. A huge thanks to our mentors, Shirley Jihad, Tina Rubio, and Sebastian Gruba. We'll see, or rather, hear from you next week. Thank you.